Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Sherry?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Our assignment from yesterday. Do your daily practice. It's time to celebrate. How are you going to do that? Alone, with a partner, with a friend, with a crowd, with a party? Have that celebration. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hey, this is Julian calling from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, Julian. How are you celebrating?
You know, I'm celebrating by not letting ego talk me into being prepared for this call.
I see. Well, that you're celebrating by being present.
I'm celebrating
by being
present.
What a great celebration.
And getting a chance to be on the call one more time before the year is over, which I can hardly believe.
I know. It's kind of sobering, isn't it?
It is. It is. And it's been a huge year of shift for me content-wise. And I think that having practice alongside of that frankly made it possible to have those shifts be possible. And to watch how much similar stuff comes up kind of regardless of what it is.
Yes. And so we were talking a little bit about this at the monastery yesterday, that stuff obviously is always happening in our lives, right? We're always going through stuff. And without practice, people get very bogged down in the stuff rather than being able to step back and see stuff as just a process, kind of a mirror in which we can see ourselves and the subject matter of the workshop that is available to us in life as we are waking up and ending suffering.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think that something I've noticed that conditioning will do throughout the different content that comes up is say, well, when you've worked through this one, you know, then you're good, you know?
Then you'll be happy. Yeah.
Right. And so in a strange way, the benefit of so many different things coming up is that voice, I just know it's not true. It's like I have now or not, you know.
That's exactly right. So, I have now or nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
isn't that good to see?
It's the best. It is the best thing to see. Mm-hmm. And through all of this content too, there is just the human being who's experiencing all of it. And the more that I can see that he is going through, you know, I do feel the deep benefit of that in terms of just building that relationship.
Well, yes, and again, yes, there is one human being to save. He's yours, okay? So there is that. And then there is that kind of larger picture that you were just referencing, which is there is no alternative. Right? Because it's either waking up and ending suffering or continuing to perpetuate and intensify suffering. Those really are our only two choices. So, seeing life as an opportunity and having a wonderful companion to go through it with, that's a grand and glorious thing. The alternative? No.
No.
No, it's isolation and abandonment and beatings and guilt and shame and oof. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's had
greed, hate, and delusion.
I'm sure we all have.
We've done that. We've done that. and now we're really happy for something different. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Well,
thank you, Julian.
Thank you, Sherry and Ashwini, for a wonderful year. And I'm looking forward to next year.
the next one, yes.
For the next one, yeah.
Not that there is a next, of course, but if there is, we want to be there.
If there is, right? I suspect you all have been working on something, and should we get the opportunity to practice with it, it will be great.
All right, good. All right, thank you, Julian. See
all
you
right,
soon.
So happy.
Bye-bye.
Sherry, that was so fun. And I think that sort of, it's such a lovely insight to know that as we practice, we are so much more able, skill-wise, to be present to how it is as a workshop, rather than believing that what's going on for me is you know, the alternative experience, it shouldn't be happening, or if I was a different person, it would be different. That shift when practice becomes our how in life. I think that's what Julian was pointing to. Life is no longer a what, it's always a how, because we have a lens through which we witness our experience.
Yes, and get to actually be with and know the authentic human being who is living life, rather than looking through the lens of ego at this made-up stuff and this imaginary person.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Who's this?
Oh, this is Sean calling from snowy Regina. I know you like weather, so
hello,
it's about...
Sean.
Good morning. It's about minus 5
it's
Celsius and snowy and minus 5 Celsius.
Beautiful. And gorgeous.
Yeah, it is a beautiful day for a walk. It is.
Yeah.
Anyways, I haven't been able to call in for a while, but I've been listening to everything on tape, and I appreciate that those are made available. And what this last practice has done for me is helped me realize that I've known this, but more so than ever have I been able to sort of look at that need for perfection that I have felt, and that has sort of followed me around for many, many years. And I'm being much more gentle with myself, with my practice, and some of the behaviors that I would hope to change and like to change around eating and such like that. And so I've been really focusing on that in this last session, and I just wanted to report that and, like everybody else, say thank you for what has been a wonderful year-long practice, and that I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Well, you are so very welcome. And it sounds to me as if what you primarily have gleaned is that perfection nonsense is nonsense. It's horsepucky. It's just something that ego uses to control you, and that you're taking taking life's side in helping this human being we call Sean to not take that stuff on and not suffer over it.
That is exactly so. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, good.
And
it
makes life a lot easier.
It does. And not, you know, I bet you have seen very clearly the relationship between ego's imposed stress, right? The stress of that, and then ego's suggestion that the way to escape from that stress is into a reward, a treat, something special, that the way to take care of yourself is to eat something that you like, or to eat mindlessly, or however that goes. And you're seeing that that's not the case, that without the ego stress, you can be much more present to him and take care of him in ways that that are good for him and not for ego.
Exactly. Yes, every morning ego stress would be, today I'll do it perfectly. I won't ever do what I did last night again. And then ego would,
yeah, here comes
the evening
tonight.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's
yeah.
fine.
Oh, come on. We don't need to. And then there's the next morning. And realize, getting really clear about that, we can see how we're being set up on both ends, right? We can see
yes.
the morning setup and the recording that needs to refute that. And we can see the evening setup and the conversation, the recording, the support and assistance for him that's required in those circumstances. So getting a lot clearer
exactly.
and a lot freer and a lot happier. That's wonderful. That's
yes.
great.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you very
Stay
much.
Warm.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Go happy.
Thanks, Sean.
Go happy.
Sherry, two things about that conversation, right? So all of the attention we're paying to how ego works allows us to see the patterns, right? And the pattern that we
yes.
were talking about is the battering cycle, right? There's the stress
yes.
of life, and then there's the coping behavior, there's the beating, and then there's the decision to be perfect. And that when
mm-hmm.
we see that as a pattern, we don't take it personally. But the next step is that responsibility of the two recordings that you're talking about, which is, what is my
mm-hmm.
my training to interrupt the pattern?
Yeah.
I want to bring
yeah.
attention to and keep in my awareness that perfection is the way that stress is caused, and that whatever in the evening, the coping behavior is the setup to feel bad. So what can I
mm-hmm.
do? How can I train myself to be present and aware enough to interrupt the pattern?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and realizing that perfection is just a nonsense story that ego uses, because we'll buy into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a dualistic nonsense. That can really help us. And, of course, the other thing in practice that I think is the biggest help of all is there is a human being who is being tortured by this. And when we stop identifying with ego long enough to realize there's a real human being suffering, then compassion overtakes our willingness to identify with ego, and we start trying
mm-hmm.
to extricate that human being from that mess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what I hear you saying is, not only do we want to see the ego pattern, we also want our motivation to train, to assist, comes from being able to clearly see the human being caught in that suffering loop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Empathy is, you know, it's huge. We can see what a lack of empathy is doing to the world, probably has always done to the world,
mm-hmm.
currently doing to the world. A lack of empathy is a terrible thing, and we can see it where it starts in ourselves. And
mm-hmm.
and have great sympathy for everyone who hasn't realized that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Aloha, this is Laura, formerly from snowy Saskatchewan.
Aloha.
Aloha.
What, so, how are you celebrating there in sunny Hawaii?
Well, I just noticed this whole pattern throughout the year about celebrating that, and it goes along with what the first two callers were talking about, is for me, okay, yeah, do a little happy dance and then get on with the to-do list, and don't take the time,
yeah.
right, to really
yeah.
celebrate.
Yeah, good job,
so,
good job.
Yeah, good job. Keep going. No,
mm-hmm.
back to that grindstone. And and so then what I noticed was, what I would do is I would take something that I would be either committed to do or wanting to do, that conditioning was trying to talk me out of, and I would say, no, I'm going to do that. So last month I was planning a fundraising dance party, and so I went, oh, yeah, that's my celebration, because I was going to do that anyway, right? And
uh-huh.
then And then this month it was, oh, should I go swimming or should I not go swimming? Well, oh, yes, it's a celebration day. I'm going to go swimming. Which, and it was the most amazing, beautiful ocean water to swim in. And, but I'm just, yeah, that's the pattern that I'm seeing, is kind of like the celebration is going up against what conditioning tells me not to do and doing it anyway.
That the process itself is celebratory.
Yes, very well put.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that and you know what I love about that and of course these conversations is how subtle people seeing is right? Because that's a very that's one of those places that really we're never meant to see, right? Oh, well, do there. Good job. Well, isn't good job, Laura, right? And to realize, whoa. wait a minute. Let's just stop and look at that a little bit and see if there's anything else going on here. Well, there is. Okay. All right. So you're going to celebrate. All right, well, you're going to have a dance party, so there it is, okay? You have a birthday and Christmas. Isn't that enough? You know, you don't want to be greedy, right? You don't want to be a greedy, selfish person. Yeah, and to realize that, that's not it. And then what else is there? What else is there that's going on? Yeah, well, not being directed by a voice in my head that I had not examined closely enough to realize what it is and that it's not actually on my side, even though we're talking about celebrating and good job. Right? It's not on my side, not at all.
Mm-hmm. Right, because what it's running in the background is you've still got so much to do. You must accomplish, you must work your way into heaven.
Yeah, boy. And that, to confront that on basically a moment-by-moment basis is, it's kind of everything. Because the assumption of that is that we are real, actual individuals separate from life, charged with doing everything that gets done. And that is the most, the words that just came to me, it's the most disgustingly disrespectful position a spiritual person can be put in.
So disrespectful to the guidance of life? Is
That's
that what
exactly
you're talking
right.
about?
To authentic being, to the intelligence right. animating us. Right? To what is actually doing every single thing that we ever do. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like you and I are doing something together and we get finished and I turn to the multitudes and say, look what I've done.
Right. Yes. And I saw that also this month around what is the ego the part of ego that needs to be dropped, and it's the arrogance.
Yes, which leads us quickly, doesn't it, to that realization that without the intelligence animating this body, besides being dead, we would be completely incapable of anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the arrogance of an ego, an illusion of separation from that says, this is me, I'm doing, I'm this, I'm that, I accomplished this, I did that, I'm this way, I'm that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when we see it, it truly moves from distressing to disgusting.
Yes, I see that.
Yep.
Yes.
Not in
yes.
a self-hating yes. way at all, just in a, wow, there is
yeah.
a bamboozle par excellence.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Standing back and being able to see it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not feeling bad, not taking it personally, just, you know, yeah, actually, I'm not doing any of this. You know, I just reached over and lifted my hand up and moved something. Try to do that without the life force that animates a human body.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, think of something. Have a skill, right? And, of course, you know, we know this from our personal experience, because when we lose an ability, you know, somebody breaks an arm or they, you know, whatever happens, and suddenly you're just not able to do what you did so easily before. Well, there's all kind of all the proof that we need that I'm not making anything happen. So me with a big old to-do list that's going to make life happen is kind of silly.
Yes, yes, yes. And, I mean, I have the perfect example in my own life of losing an ability and not being able to do the stuff that I used to be able to do. And this is such a beautiful reframing of that. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Yeah. Yes, you are so welcome.
Yeah. Mahalo. And for this whole year, it's just been amazing. Deep, deep gratitude to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to you and to all. Yeah. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you. Thanks, Laura. Sherry, the thing that was dropping in for me around that is, what an ultimate negation of what we are to have something urge us to do to earn our right to exist, when what's true, we're just looking at this morning, right? What is true is that we exist, which is what? That there is existence, and that's the truth of it. And there's no need to earn your right to exist, because it's actually self-evident. It's the only truth.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We do exist. And we breathe and we move and we realize and we're aware, and all of that is happening. And we miss all of that when we get caught up in a belief that I am doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually I'm not. Because the moment that that plug is pulled, I'm not doing nothing.
Yeah.
And just to the humility of realizing that, we get immediately into a, you know, praise to all that is. Right, mm-hmm. All credit, every deed, every thought, every kindness, every act, everything is done by life, not by a me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and the identification becomes the within quotes the right one. Instead of identifying with the me, we identify with that which is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just live in thank you.
Yeah. All right, we have time for one more caller, so here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Janice in Victoria, British Columbia, and bowing deep gassho to Ashwini, Shirley, everybody.
I'll tell you what. We are blessed by Canada this morning.
Yes.
Aren't we?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good. What are you seeing? How are you celebrating?
That was great. That seeing that last conversation, how each month my celebration is going to be something that I'm probably going to be doing anyhow, and what a bamboozle that was. So picking something new, and that was just awesome. I'm celebrating by recording consistently morning and evening and listening to those recordings as my last year's practice. But I'm also celebrating by making it happen throughout the day whenever I get caught in something. And it's not it's just like having the mentor be there with me, and it accelerates being present and dropping the story.
Yes, because I don't know where the heck we were talking about this. It just all runs together now. Sorry about that. But it was yesterday, actually, with Anne. What you're seeing is that when you set that intention to be more consciously present during your day, and how you're going to do that is using a tool like recording and listening, okay? Then what happens is you watch that insight drop in throughout the day. Oh, record. This is a place where pick up the recorder, right? Now, of course, what ego wants to do to a person under those circumstances is say, oh, no, you don't have time. You can do that later as soon as you, because it's, as we've established, it's orchestrating our lives, right? It's the work director of our life, right? And so, but you're not doing that. You're stopping and picking up the recorder. And so mm-hmm. what happens is you realize that mentoring presence, that intelligence, the wisdom, love, and compassion is right there beside you all the time. So mm-hmm. you're identified with ego. You're having a hard time with something. And there's this nudge from the intelligence, the wisdom that is authentically you that goes, might be good to pay attention here. And you realize, oh, yes, I'm having a hard time. This would be the time to pick up the recorder. And, yeah, and we can, I could feel anyway, because maybe because I'm waving my arms around, but that wheel of karma is turning away from suffering. And every time you follow through on that impulse from wisdom, love, and compassion, every time you follow through on that, there's another turn. There's another turn. There's another turn.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just fantastic. That's about all I can say. I mean, right up until all the noticing all the to-dos that I try and do the last minute before I have to do something really important that has to be on time. You know, it's like that little voice saying, oh, one more thing. And then it just drops in that, oh, right before I have to be somewhere on time or whatever, I can make the miniest recording.
That's exactly right.
The only thing I need to do.
That's right. And you take me right back to Hafiz. And my obsession with whatever that poem is that Ashwini will tell us the name of, where what you're realizing is that mentoring presence, the intelligence it animates, however we want to, authentic being, is right there beside you. Okay, you experience yourself as the authentic human incarnation, and that mentoring, the beloved, is right there with you throughout the day. Kind of helping you, guiding you, directing you, right?
Right?
Reminding you. And so there you are. And there are all these things to get done, but you're not trying to get them done alone. You have what's able to do everything, what does everything right there with you. There is no question that you're going to get done everything that needs to get done and that you're going to be on time, okay? Because that's just how life works. And if you're not on time, it's because you're not on time. It's not because you're a bad person. Okay? So there you go, and it drops in. I can make a little tiny recording, and you make a little tiny recording. And the net result of all of this is that you're getting happier and happier and happier.
Yep. It's been the best year yet.
Exactly so. We'll do a best year yet. I'm sure we're going to do a best year yet this year. And we can know that it will, this coming year, will be the best year yet because the last year was the best year yet.
Yes.
Yeah?
It's very culminative. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. And truly, in your case, I said this earlier, to Julian, which was not the case. I was just saying, see you soon in the new year,
yes,
I hope.
See
but
you
I re-
soon.
We really are going to see you soon.
Yes, see you on retreat.
All right,
and the suitcase is packed. That was amazing.
Oh, very
that
good,
the suitcase
good.
Is packed is revolutionary.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Janice. Gosho.
Thanks, Gosho.
It's the poem from Hafiz is about love mischief.
Love mischief. All right.
Yes.
I'm going to tattoo it on my forehead. Mm. All right.
So that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry, and here's our assignment for today. Do your daily practice. Take some time to make a recording that captures what you've learned from working with this month's focus.
And we could even, if we want to get crazy, from this year.
Yes, and we'll talk mm-hmm. about it on our last show tomorrow for the year.
Exactly so. All right. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Go happy.
Go happy.